them days. In them days, long, long ago, it seems like, when we were girls, only really ourselves. Sounds like some storybook, but me, I had the three boys already. Billy, Jack and little Macker. I was 16 years old when I had Billy, then the other two on the trot, really, yeah. And I was hoping to have a little girl, you know the way you do, but we thought we'd better call her Truce at three, me and their da. Big Macker was their da, my husband, but I called him Joe, because that was his real name. It was his own mother called him Macker, you know. He was what was called a midday man. Midday man did get up at midday. He goes along the cars and he looks for open cars and he goes in, he takes what he can find. Then down to Parnell Street to the afternoon man. He was the man that sat in the 98 pub and took in the stuff and gave cash on it. In the jacks, like. And then I was often told to go and do the same when the husband was laid up with flu or the like. And then I was a midday woman, you might say. But that was how it was in them days. In them days. I went in on tiptoe. The room through the lace end of the blind was suffused with dusky golden light amid which the candles looked like pale thin flames. He had been coffined. Nanny gave the lead and we three knelt down at the foot of the bed. I pretended to pray, but I could not gather my thoughts because the old woman's mutterings distracted me. I noticed how clumsily her skirt was hooked at the back and how the heels of her cloth boots were trodden down all to one side. The fancy came to me that the old priest was smiling as he lay there in his coffin, and how he kissed me under the Moorish wall, and I thought, well, as well him as another, and then I asked him with my eyes to ask again, yes. And then he asked me, would I, yes. To say yes, my mountain flower. And first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, and yes, his heart was going like mad, and yes, I said, yes, I will,